Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. We're going to play a guessing game to see if you can guess who wrote this song. Are you ready? The song was written by a woman. Well, that narrows it down a little bit, right? The song was written by a woman. This woman wrote over 9,000 hymns in her lifetime. Wow, that's a lot of hymns. Are you ready for the giveaway? All right, here we go. This woman was blind. Did you guess Fanny Crosby? Well, if you did, you're right. Miss Fanny was born in 1820, and when she was still just a baby, she lost her eyesight in tragic circumstances. But that didn't stop her. She ended up using what's called a pen name, or a different name, because she didn't want the hymn books to be filled up with her name. So, let's sing this song together. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Boys and girls, we have an amazing story this week. Do you remember how last time Paul knew that there was going to be some trouble as he went to Jerusalem, right? Well, he continued on because he felt that that was where God was leading him, even if it meant prison ahead. Well, this is our story this week that we're going to learn about what happened to Paul when he got to Jerusalem. Let's pray as we get started. Lord, thank you so much for this time we have to spend with you. Whether it's in the morning, during the day, or in the evening before bed, we are so thankful for the time that we get to think about you and to learn more about what you want to teach us. Come into our hearts. Amen. When Paul and his friends finally arrived in Jerusalem, the Christians there were glad to see them. It had been several years since they had seen Paul. What had Paul been doing? He had been traveling around telling people in different cities all across Asia about Jesus and building up churches. The next day, Paul and his friends met with James and the other church leaders. Let's look and see what the Bible says in Acts chapter 21, verse 17 and 18. Acts chapter 21, verse 17 and 18. Acts is in the New Testament, chapter 21, verse 17 and 18. If you need a little more time, press pause, and when you're ready, press play again. We'll see what that says.
And when we had come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. On the following day, Paul went in with us to James, and all the elders were present.
How did the brethren receive them, or the other believers? Gladly. They were excited. They were happy to see him. This James was not the same James who was the brother of John, or one of Jesus' disciples. Those brothers were two of Jesus' 12 special disciples. And you know what? That James was one of the first followers of Jesus to die for him. The James in our story today, he was one of the stepbrothers of Jesus. He had become a true follower of Jesus, and he was a good leader. People would meet in his house. They would come together. He was one of the main head leaders in that church. Well, Paul gave the leaders the money that the Gentiles had sent to help the poor. Do you remember how the Gentile believers in the other cities had collected money and they gave it to Paul to take to the Christians in Jerusalem because they knew that they were struggling in some ways? Those donations, that money, represented sacrifice. It represented severe privations. They had said, I'm going to go without so that others can be blessed. Wow. Is that how we should live, boys and girls? Look for ways that we can be sacrificial, or that we can sacrifice maybe our wants or our desires to help others? Yes, what a good example. Paul also told the church leaders how the Holy Spirit was blessing his work. The work of teaching people about Jesus. It wasn't just to the Jews, it was also to the Gentiles. And the leaders praised God for what he had done through Paul. Look at verse 19 and 20. I hope you haven't closed your Bible. We are going to look at Acts chapter 21. We already read 17 and 18. Now we're going to read verse 19 and 20. Acts chapter 21, verse 19 and 20.
When he had greeted them, he told in detail those things which God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord, and they said to him, You see, brother, how many merits of the Jews there are who have believed, and they are all zealous for the law.
It wasn't easy for some Jewish Christians to believe that God loved the Gentiles just as much as he loved the Jews. You know, even today, it's what we call prejudiced. It's where people think that they are more loved or they are better than other people or other groups of people. And it happens all over today. This is not a problem that was just being handled or dealt with by the Christians in Jerusalem. This is a problem that exists today. People feel like they're better or that they're entitled to more than other groups of people. And it causes division. It doesn't cause unity. Does Jesus love everyone? Yes, he does. Does God love the Gentiles as much as he loves the Jews? Yes, he does. It seemed hard for the Jewish Christians there in Jerusalem to truly love and accept the Gentile Christians as their brothers and sisters, to look at them as the same, as equals. They had thought the wrong way about Gentiles for so long that it was still hard for them to change. Many of the Jewish Christians were still obeying some of the laws that ended when Jesus died for us. And some of them thought that the Gentile Christians should obey these laws too. Well, Paul had taught the Gentiles to love Jesus. He had also taught them to obey the Ten Commandments. But you know what he didn't teach them? He did not teach them to obey the laws that had ended when Jesus died. Did you know that there were some laws that ended when Jesus died? Yeah. Let's look at Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Colossians is in the New Testament. It's after Acts. So you go Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. So it's after Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. Then you have Colossians. So we're going to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. If you need more time, that's okay, because it's a really tiny book, and it might be a little challenging to find, because I don't think we've looked up Colossians yet in our podcast. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Let's see what that says.
Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross.
So there was a group of laws that Jesus had given that ended when he died. And those laws pointed to him and to what they should do, what the Jewish people should do as they look forward to the Messiah. I like to think of it this way. We moved into a mobile home, and this mobile home had the water hooked up, but the sewer had not been completely hooked up. So you could turn on the sink, and it would run into the sink, the water would run into the sink, and then as it would go down the drain, it would just pour out underneath the mobile home. Now, that's not good, especially when there's toilets and all of that involved. It was not good. But during that time, it was about 3 or 4 days that we had it this way, where we were living in it, but we were waiting to get the sewer hooked up. We used what was called a wash tub. And so I would put the wash tub in the sink, and I would run the water, and the wash tub would catch all the water. Now, once I would wash the dishes and everything, that wash tub would be full of water, and I would pick it up out of the sink, take it outside, and dump it. Well, once we got the sewer hooked up, now when the water went down the drain, it went through a pipe and it went out to the sewer. So I didn't need to use a wash tub anymore. Could I use a wash tub if I wanted to? Definitely, I could. But why would I? It's more work. It's extra things to do. Why would I want to use that wash tub? It's so much easier. It's so much better to just wash my dishes in the sink, pull up the drain, and the water drains out. The same thing is like these commandments that God gave. It was kind of like he gave a wash tub, where they would do these things until Jesus came. But once Jesus came, they didn't have to do that anymore. Once our sewer was hooked up and all the pipes were connected, we didn't have to use that wash tub anymore. We still could. It might be something that's kind of fun to do if you pretend like you're camping or something. There were some laws that God had given that didn't have to be followed anymore once Jesus died on the cross. It's called, they were nailed to the cross. It's like they were done with. They were all done. So Paul was not teaching the Gentiles these laws that didn't have to be obeyed anymore. And some of the Jewish Christians, they were still struggling. They still wanted to use that wash basin, even though the pipes were all hooked up. They still wanted to do the ceremonies and do the rituals, even though they didn't have to be followed anymore because Jesus had died. He had overcome. Well, we're going to continue learning about how the Jewish Christians were feeling and what was going to happen to Paul when he was in the temple. As we close today, boys and girls, let's bow our heads and pray that Jesus will help us and be with us today in everything that we do. Lord, thank you so much for sending Jesus to die on the cross so that we can have forgiveness of sins. Help us to follow him. Help us to do as he would do. We love you, Jesus. Go with us today. Amen. We have a new memory verse, don't we? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. It says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Did you know that every day that we wake up, we have a chance to choose Jesus? And when we choose Jesus, we can have the assurance that we can live with him forever. It's the day of salvation.
2 Corinthians 6:2.
We're learning about the apostles and how they were missionaries, sharing the love of Jesus with others. So each week this quarter, we will have a special extra episode called Missionary Monday, where we will talk to real-life missionaries and hear about their experiences in the mission field. We will hear stories and testimonies of how God has used people, just like you and me, to tell others about Jesus. Join me right here every Monday for the rest of the year.
Story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.